Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
If you thought some of the earlier things we had on the show today were divisive, I warn you, today's food slot is going to be very divisive. So, one of the big viral food trends this summer is sweet sandwiches, right? So basically, dessert sandwiches, I suppose. Like M&S have launched a strawberries and cream sandwich, so even they're in on it. Like many, you know, these kind of brilliant bonkers food trends, you usually end up coming from Japan originally, and this one did. Karina Camarino, owner of the Camarino Bakery, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Karina, can you confirm first that you are not here under any duress? You are in favour of sweet sandwiches, yes?
We have the strawberry sandwich in our bakery, and I can tell you it is divisive. Customers are either Instagram people and very eager to try it, or clearly not Instagram people and scandalised by it.
Okay, so what's in your strawberry sandwich in the bakery?
Well, it is inspired by the Japanese strawberry sandwich. So it's a white bread without crust, but it's a Japanese milk bread called shakupan. Okay. So it looks like a sliced pan, but it's actually a bit more sturdy. If you squish it, a bit more spongy, and it's a little bit sweet. We cut the crusts off.
Is this completely processed bread, yeah?
Oh, we made it from scratch.
Okay.
No, and I haven't found anywhere in Ireland to buy it yet. I don't know. Somebody might tell me now, but so, no, we made it ourselves.
So tell me about the Japanese sweet sandwiches.
It's on this white bread, and then it's filled with a mascarpone or a cream cheese folded together with stiffly whipped cream, and it's a little bit sweet, so maybe some honey. And then you have some fruit in the center, and it's arranged in such a way when you assemble it, you wrap it, and then you mark the way that you've arranged your fruit like an architect, so that when you slice it on the diagonal, your cut fruit is exposed, so it looks like stained glass.
Okay, I wish people could see this. Yes, it is a work of art.
This
has been going on in Japan for years.
This has been going Japan for years. Yeah, and they might use strawberries, they might use mangoes, they might use grapes. But in Ireland, I was really interested to try it here because our cream is the best. Our cream cheese is the best. Our strawberries right now are the best. So to me, it made absolute sense to give this a go. And trying it, I'm like, oh, actually, it looks like white sliced pan, but it doesn't taste like it. It tastes like a Victoria sponge sideways or something.
Okay. You know? So it is absolutely a dessert. You're making sideways motion.
I'm doing vertical, horizontal.
Yeah. So it is a dessert. It's not your lunchtime sandwich, is it?
It's not a lunchtime sandwich. And there is this whole debate about, is it a sandwich or is it a cake? Like the Jaffa cake debate. Is it a biscuit or is it a cake? Because the tax rate is different. The VAT rate is different
for a cake
or for a sandwich. Yeah.
Okay.
If this was qualified as a sandwich, it would be 0% VAT, but it's a cake.
Really,
according
a sandwich is an essential good, whereas
a cold takeaway sandwich is
a cake
zero.
Is a luxury.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so could we make a strawberry sandwich at home?
We can make a strawberry sandwich at home. You don't have to make your own Japanese milk bread. You can use brioche if you like. So you want something that's a little bit sweet. The filling is double cream, stiffly whipped, and it's folded in with Irish cream cheese. That tends to be a bit softer than a French cream cheese, so it's perfect. Sweetened with some honey, and then you arrange your strawberries in the center so that when you cut it on a diagonal, you're exposing the sliced strawberries. When you cut it in half, you have a beautiful looking sandwich.
Okay,
perfect
for
Instagram.
what we will do is we're going to put a picture of the sandwich up on the website now. And can we put a picture of it caught on the diagonal as well so that people can see what they're trying to do here? So there is, as you say, there's architecture involved here. And so the cream cheese gives it a little bit of kind of a tartness as well then. So it's not like just complete sweetness overload.
Exactly.
Okay. So you've also got an Italian sandwich you're suggesting. So brioche con gelato, which is a brioche with ice cream, basically. Now, you're saying this is breakfast.
In Sicily, this is breakfast. Can you believe? Like, we're eating cold cereal and they're eating gelato in brioche bun for breakfast. So I'm like, Yeah, more of this in my life, please. You can buy brioche buns so easily. Even the German discount supermarkets have brioche buns. It's that easy to get them. And you fill them with gelato, which is a little bit different than ice cream in that it's served at a slightly warmer temperature. It's not rock hard. Gelato, it's made with slightly different ingredients and processed slightly different, so it's a bit softer. So if you're taking a bite of it, it'd be a bit, it'd be kind of like a
less icy than
Yeah. There's less chewing. It's more melt in your mouth. The brioche bun kind of melts in your mouth. The ice cream kind of melts in your mouth and it cools you right down.
Okay. Can you buy gelato as against ice cream in our supermarkets? You can?
Yeah, you can. And there's a few gelaterias that you can buy it by the tub as well.
You can. And it's like, I can tell you, five times the price it is in Italy. Literally five times the price it is in Italy. We're being ripped off in this country for ice cream, if you ask me. And so come here, the sweet thing for breakfast then is that that is a thing in other parts of the world, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm from Canada and sweet things like muffins are breakfast food in Canada. Our cereals are like ridiculous, like mini chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, so we need to ease up on ourselves. We're all eating twigs and nuts at this stage for breakfast and overnight oats and all of it. We need to ease up, yeah.
Buttery, sweet, just a little bit. It's just about the quantities, I think, and enjoying it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You have another sandwich here. This is not for the faint-hearted or for anyone who's on a diet or anything. Tell me about an Elvis sandwich.
Elvis famously loved this sandwich and variations of this sandwich. And he's not, I guess, a figure I would go to for like culinary inspiration necessarily. But this is very interesting that he was so inspired by this sandwich that legend has it, he tasted it, he purchased the recipe so that his personal chef could make it for him every single night. And it's a sandwich with white bread or sourdough bread, peanut butter, banana, honey, and bacon. We're talking American style bacon, so it's that crispy bacon.
Okay. Peanut butter, honey, banana, and bacon. Do you need to tell us anything about the assemblage of that?
Yes. Post assemblage, you're going to want to fry the whole thing in
butter.
You're
frying it up as well. I love it. Should we maybe think of dipping it in eggs and sugar as well?
That's the Brendan sandwich. Yeah.
Brendan, when we were growing up in the 70s, we used to make chocolate biscuit sandwiches, says this person. Two slices of white, I haven't heard this one before. Two slices of white sliced pan, lashings of butter and chocolate gold grain biscuits. We were ahead of our time, says Niamh. That, yeah, you were ahead of the Japanese on that one there. Of course, you can't beat. Have you ever had like two old school wafers, Karina, with just ice cream in the middle?
Oh, yeah. I had it for the first time here, yeah.
Yeah,
Mind blowing.
It's incredible, isn't it? I think we could sell that back to the Japanese, no problem. Okay, we'll put all those recipes up and crucially, we'll put the pictures up of the strawberry sweet sandwich. Karina Camerino, thank you very much. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTÉ Radio app or wherever you get your podcast.